Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at Manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Hello, everybody. We got to do dry. Like, I know, Lummi, you don't like a dry. You like,
no.
Like a little bit of
butter,
something. Butter boy.
Yeah.
Boy butter.
Boy butter. A little boy butter on it.
That boy there. Butter. Remember that boy butter we had in here?
Yeah.
I tried it one time.
How was it?
It was the worst.
What did it taste like?
I didn't try it that way. Anything that's oil-based isn't usually good.
You stick to the coconut oil.
You do. You stick to the virgin press, cold-pressed, you know, highly compressed coconut oil. You can't go wrong. And if some of it gets in your mouth, then it's just not really that big a deal.
Nope.
You can cook with it, too, can't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Hello.
That's what she gets hers
bars.
She bakes with.
Yeah. I don't use shortening. I use oil, coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. Same stuff that you and Blitz used to blame, you know.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Oh, easy, without a hard F.
When we're fucking being Teletubbies and whatnot.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, this is Gary. How's it going?
Hi, Gary. How are you, buddy? He can technically get sniped over here, but it's a lot harder to get sniped over here, isn't it?
Yes.
Hi,
Gare Bear.
When the pandemic first started, we knew it was started in Asia, and it worked its way across Europe and then finally to the United States. Of course, conservatives did not see how it was working in Asia, Europe, before it came to the United States. In fact, President Trump at the time sat on his butt, not learning from history of what was happening right in front of his eyes. He had a 2 month or greater head start knowing what to
Gary,
and now Gary, we are here Gary, in this
Gary,
century.
Gary,
we can look back
Gary,
to the economic effects
Gary,
following the Spanish flu, and we are in the same position Gary, as we were 100 Gary, years ago. So if
Gary,
you did not expect
Gary,
there
let
to
me
be
just
inflation,
Gary,
you were crazy.
Shut up for a fucking second, okay? regardless if we can correlate this to the Spanish flu of 1800 or 100 years ago, regardless of who the president is, regardless of who you like, regardless of who I like, regardless of who was the president, you know, however long ago, we're fucked, buddy. Like, we're straight fucked. And you know what? Regardless of whose tab it's on right now, collectively, we're all in the fuck.
Charles Cornack, $100.
Bye.
Be dumb bye. Not to know it was good.
Thank God.
What I'm saying is, like, is that all the Democrats have?
Big Red, $100, super chat.
Woo!
Both
what up, Big Red?
Two snipes.
Both snipes?
Yes, sir.
And so, like, okay, let's just say this for argument of reasons, okay?
Yep, because we like
Trump
arguing.
was a fucking asshole and not good, and you're glad you didn't vote for him because he was a fucking buffoon. Now, granted, the only thing that you guys really seem to be mad about was a few fucking tweets here and there. But that being said, we'll give that to you. He sucks. Trump sucks. But we're fucked right now. Regardless of who you like, regardless of who you voted for, regardless of the fucking Spanish flu back in the 1800s, regardless of anything, we collectively are not doing so swell. It's not a good time. All indications are we're fucked. From the Fed raising the interest rate to cryptocurrency to the stock market to housing to inflation to gas prices to immigration to our involvement with Ukraine. And I could probably think of five other fucking things if I wanted to. Tell me right now that people are saying, fucking golly go geez, we're doing good on this. This is going really good. I'm happy about it. Yay. Tell me one fucking thing. Tell me one thing right now that you, and I will be completely open-minded. Be like, you know what? You fucking got me on that one. You're right on that one. That's going pretty good. I like that. Tell me, because I'm motherfucking all ears. I'm sitting here with my fucking ears wide open and my mouth, too. Fucking mouth gag me with some really good information. Please, somebody.
I wish I could mouth gag you both, right. But I can't.
I know you've been wanting to mouth me for a long time, and you can't. And I'm asking for a mouth, and I'm asking you to take it out and just fucking mouth fuck the shit out of me.
The Lightning are in the Stanley Cup again.
That's it. And that's sports-related. Outside of sports-related, what else is going good? Tell me. Maybe this person will tell me. Because I'm fucking all ears. All ears. I'm all in. Wide open. Hello.
Hello, guys. It's Mike. Just let Blitz know. Colt's doing amazing. My Colt, anyway.
Awesome.
Mike. I know you're great. I know you're a great Bubba Army, and you named your dog after Blitz's Colt. Rest in peace. But, I mean, it's kind of sad when you bring – that's kind of a sad deal.
Well, I'm sorry. But thank God my wife is a manager of a major super center. Because I used to get 6 or 7 cars a week to detail. Now I'm lucky to get 3 a month.
I mean, everything slowed down. Even the car detailers, you know, you thank God old girl's got a good-ass job. Because, I mean, hey, our business is slowed down. I mean, everything is slowed down. I had a meeting with Blitz today. I'm like, Blitz, we've got to, you know, continue the digital quest, things that don't cost people money. Because fucking shit's slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Car detailers, plastic surgeons, mm-hmm. favorite radio guys. Fuck.
Well, anything that's considered a luxury item or service is going to go out the window.
And the bad thing is most of my customers live in extremely high-end houses.
Yeah, you got the Dandiacos, you got the doctors, the lawyers. Yeah. Those are the guys that pay for real car detailers, real ones.
But what they're doing now is cutting back.
Right. They're like, because you know what? I could spend $200 a month. I could spend $200 a month on getting my car detailed every couple of weeks, or I can just cut it out and go to that $29.95 deal.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love the show, guys. I love the lineup. Y'all kick ass. Do me a favor. Think about bringing back the F Displays It's BS shirt. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just so old school that I don't know that our new audience even really knows that, to be honest with you, buddy.
Yeah, but I want one, babe.
I know, but one, you're the only motherfucker that wants one. And then I got to make, you know, 66 of them for the bare minimum, and I got 64 fucking left because I wore one, buddy.
White blank and a Sharpie, buddy.
See you later. I'm bringing back some stuff, but I think I'm going to bring back a koozie and a Bubba Army signature hat, and then, you know...
Any ideas on the hat?
I'm just thinking maybe like a standard Bubba Army deal.
Okay.
One of the best-selling hats ever was the one that Blitz has on
the
right now,
one.
even though I have a no-hat
yeah,
policy.
Yeah, it's the only hat he wears. Though.
Blitz, I am going to give you a pass because your hair looked like shit today. So.
Well, no, it's an after show. You said it's all right on an after show.
I know. You're completely fine. But if you were even on the regular show, I would be like, you know, your hair is kind of flip-floppy today.
Yeah. I was planning on getting a cut, but
it kind of looked like you were a little bit tweener, where you'd kind of maybe woke up and was thinking about styling it, and then you got squirreled on the styling.
That's pretty much what happened.
Hey, I'm gonna style my shit up. Oh no, fuck! I gotta eat breakfast. What do you eat for breakfast usually?
I don't.
You're a breakfast skipper.
Yeah, I do. I eat here. I don't have time to make breakfast at home.
Yeah, I just cannot skip breakfast. Anna, what about your breakfast regimen when you
every day at 10 o'clock after the show is when I break my fast. And I have...
When's the last time that you have something in your mouth besides Blitz's cock, food-wise?
A few minutes ago.
No.
But not Blitz's
You said besides Blitz's cock.
No, like when's your last feeding of the night?
Yesterday I ate at 2:35.
Oh, damn. My God, Anna.
Yeah.
That's hard fucking core.
I know. Well, I have to eat a few hours between before jujitsu because I cannot go. Even if I eat like an hour or two before, I'm fucked. Like I have to wait at least 3 hours, if not more.
So you try to eat like you start rolling? 7:38?
Well, yesterday's class was a little earlier. It started at 6. So I ate at 2:30 essentially. Let it digest. And then by the time class is ready, I'm not full. I'm not hungry. I'm perfect even.
Right.
And then after class, I was a little hungry, but I'm just like, I'll just drink some water. And
fuck
then I went
that.
To bed.
Let's see, that's my problem in life. When I get that little hungry spot where I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
I go out and start fucking, I call it grazing.
Yeah.
Grazing. Here's the thing though that I.
And Blitz, you don't realize how many calories you consume when you graze.
Oh,
you're thinking,
so
oh man,
many.
I only had like 4 chips and some dip. Motherfucker, you had a quarter of a bag and half the can of dip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing though that I've learned about hunger in the last year since I started intermittent fasting is that it's a transient state sometimes, meaning that you'll be hungry and then if you just wait a little bit and drink water, you're not hungry anymore.
Yeah, my pleasure. So
you can wait it out and then that's what happened. And then I once I have my coffee, I'm good. So I went from 2:30 p.m. yesterday to 10 a.m.
Here's the
so what is
Bubba,
that?
You can go and eat a bunch of food.
19 and a half hours.
You can go and eat a bunch of food and then go right to bed, right?
Yeah, usually.
She cannot.
No, I have to digest.
She won't even lay down. Like if we eat and like go on the couch or something, or even bed, she has to sit up for an hour or two.
Yeah, the only thing that affects me on that deal is when I can't eat and then take my sleep medication. I have to give it at least 2 hours to digest, or it's not very effective at
all.
Yeah,
so we all got our own
things. Then I'm chasing the dragon all night
long.
Yeah,
but you can take your deals and then a couple hours later then eat though, right?
Yeah, but that also kind of fucking
throws it off.
It throws it off a little bit too.
Okay.
Theoretically, what I should do is I did it perfect yesterday, which is when I got such a great night's sleep. Is I take it at 4, and then I go do something active. So I drove back here to the studios about 3:40, 3:45, and I brought my sleep meds with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them, and me and the Merch Crick were out back grinding. Blitz, I was pounding out body panels and getting the modified ready to load today.
Okay.
Because Lummy's going to help me load it.
Yep.
So right at 4, I took my meds. Well, I worked until about 5:30. And by the time Merch Crick was driving me home, I was kind of starting to be in and out of consciousness. And so then I literally just went in, took a shower, and then went to bed. So if it seems like the physical activity and not eat on kind of a semi-empty stomach really kicks my shit in. And I didn't even get up to pee last night. And I worked out.
Damn.
So.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So that seems to work for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So yesterday I went 19 and a half hours, and I feel great. My I love waking
Lord.
Up and just feeling
that
totally
means you
empty.
You literally have only a few hours to eat.
But it's not 19 and a half every day. Sometimes it's 16 or, you know, every once in a while 15.
19 is on the longer side of that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes
could
on the weekends
I go 24?
I've gone the longest as 23. But shit starts to fuck with me at that point.
Really?
So it's that sweet spot between about 17 hours and I'd say about 20, 21 hours. That's my sweet spot
now,
where
Blitz,
I feel my best.
Do you, what's your deal?
What do you mean?
Like,
he does an intermittent fast.
No, but I mean, I've gone, like, I can go 24 hours, 30 hours.
On a perfect world, my perfect day is a 2-4-6. Eat at 2, 4, a little activity, pass out at 6, wake up at 2:50, go to the gym, mm-hmm. eat breakfast. Like, that's my perfect. What's your perfect scenario? Like, what time do you like to eat by? Like, when's your last time that you eat?
I like to eat around the same time in the morning as you, as far as like the 8:30-ish, you know, somewhere around there.
So that's already my second meal. That's your first.
Oh yeah, that's the first thing I'm eating. Hmm. And then again around like 1-ish.
I'm looking at Matt Arroyo. He's saying blah blah is a number one to tell your story, number two. All right, now he sent me this link.
And then around 5.
Oh, 5? Uh-huh.
5 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. And then anything else after that?
Do you graze?
Sometimes.
Now, Blitz, he sent me this link on my phone. Do I just do, am I going to do it for my phone?
You can.
I can?
Yeah.
For real?
Why not?
For real.
Perfect.
It's easy enough.
It's easy enough. Just be out back, fucking working on the race cars.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Lummy? I think you're all over the place. Like, I think that there's just absolutely, you're like a homeless caveman that just falls down and ends up sleeping right there.
Pretty much. But I mean, a perfect one would be going to bed about 9 or 10 and then, you know, eating when you guys eat at like 8:30.
Yeah, I mean, you asked me ideal. It's not,
right.
You know, rarely is it like that.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Like, yeah.
Lummy, stand up and let me see your shirt. Because tell me that doesn't look fucking so official if I sent you down to immigration.
You look so official.
Yeah, hold FNN. On.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Florida News Network.
Yeah.
Was it Florida? What is it called? Florida First News? Or
no, Florida News Network. You kept saying first something. I didn't.
Yeah. Florida News Network.
FNN.
Which I think I own. And then turn around and it's got press. Yes, FNN press.
There you go.
Like, Lummy, and I got one down here. We need to go down. And maybe I'll have the merch crick run a little surveillance as to what time. Like, I wonder what time it's most full down there.
It's in the morning because Colton sent me video before in the morning.
Maybe we could send Colton down there as like for a $50 one-off. You know what I'm saying? Like, Colton, we'll get you one of these shirts, and you go down there. And Blitz, I'll give him the microphone that I have. I use for my iPhone, which kind of makes it look more official, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And get him a selfie stick and go down there and be like, hey, it's Colton from Florida, what is it, Florida News Network, and we're just interviewing the immigrants here. Where are you guys from? Like, just give him a list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and what are you doing? Like, from here, where do you go? Colton, let me know if I can hire you.
Can I tell you what the answer will be almost every time?
No habla español.
Well, inglés.
No habla inglés.
Yeah.
No habla inglés. Colton, will you do a $50? I mean, I got to think about all the side hustles you got going on, Colton. And you're just delivering some, you know, some 4x4s over to this one job site that you could just sneak on down there for literally 10 minutes for a $50 one-off. Let me ask Colton if he'll, maybe have Colton call in. Colton, call in.
Yeah, we might, yeah. Because he's talked to me about it.
If not, you're doing it.
No,
so.
No. Colton and I both talked about it. I even talked to Blitz about it going down there. The problem is that the busiest is right before they open, which is like 8. I think it's like 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So right before they open?
Yeah.
Well, we could get Colton down there
saying. No, I know, but I'm saying we have talked about it. I don't have a problem doing that. It's just every time that I've been by there, it's not as busy. Like after the show. It's too hot for him, Al.
And now where are they coming from?
The buses that drop them off?
I know, but like, are they coming in on a plane, and then there's a bunch of buses, Blitzen, the reason why I'm thinking that the immigration office is there is because it's really close to Tampa International. And that's why, you know, that's probably, I don't know if the immigration office has been there all along. It, to me, it just seems like it just popped up there not too long ago.
It used to, well, there used to be one on the other side of the airport, too, and that's still there.
There is. It's new, too.
Yeah.
So they, where does it determine which one you go to? And are they coming from the airport? Are they coming from airplanes? Because how else are they going to get here? Or are they busing them in from Jacksonville? Yeah, because I know that Jacksonville was a big hub for a while. Blitz, maybe I send the merch crick down there tomorrow morning with a Florida News Network shirt. Yeah, we'll just let her do it.
Okay.
Right?
She's Mexican, right?
And she's Mexican.
She is.
Actually, she's not Mexican. She's, I know. But she gets so... The ongoing...
Her kid is.
I know, that's why I said that.
Call her a Mexican, and she... Now, her son's a Mexican.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's Spanish.
Right.
And she very, 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 very gets a lot of heat when I call her my little Mexican. She's like, I'm not Mexican.
Daddy.
There's not as much
Papi.
Daddy. Papi. You guys got me so pigeonholed. It's not like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we watch your live streams. We know how it goes.
We got Lana Turner, Friday.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that. You want her in at 9?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, let's maybe 9:15.
Okay.
Whatever is good for you. You're booking her. Where's she appearing?
She's doing Side Splitters on Sunday.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
Great. How's her stuff going? Is she just doing her YouTube, her Facebook?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of more the same.
Just kind of more over the digital world.
Yeah, LA and
so listen to this. I'm driving, Blitz, I'm driving in on to work today. And I'm checking our various things. I check, you know, Bubba Army Radio. I check the BARP app. I check the TuneIn app. So I go to TuneIn and I said, well, let me just see if AM 820 is on, right?
Okay.
You know, and then I'd already checked Bubba One, and it was on. It was replaying today's show, so great. So I'm like, I wonder what 820 is playing right now. So I do it on my app, and it's this Overnight Girl, and it's a sports-based show.
Oh, the CBS girl.
Yes, like Hope or something like that.
Yeah.
And she sounds kind of cute. There's a lot of crutches. Like, I can tell that she's pretty much kind of a rookie in radio. She's not a seasoned veteran. She has a lot of crutches and stuff like that. But she was trying to set up her audience, trying to let her know, the audience know, listen, I'm doing a lot of other stuff on YouTube now. Me and my husband did some gardening this weekend. We're trying to, and I just chuckled it to myself, that all these radio personalities are scrambling to try to establish, you know, something besides their stupid radio show that they've now been cut to shreds on is with regards to what they're paying you. And now other major radio companies are making you do a show, and then you got to do a podcast. After your show, you have to do a podcast that you don't own, that they distribute on in their podcasting world. So that's what they're making you do now. You got to do a show and then a 45-minute podcast that they own. That's how hurting it is. So I got majorly syndicated overnight chicks on the CBS Sports Network talking about how she has to build her YouTube channel up. And I just laughed.
I think it's Amy Lawrence.
Is that her name?
I think so, yeah.
She hot? I mean, that has a lot to do with whether I like her or not. Let's just be honest.
It has everything to do with if you like her or not.
Well, it has everything to do with everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, doesn't it have everything?
I think she's your type.
I mean, you don't think she's my type.
I mean, I'll send you. I just found her. Oh, she doesn't look bad.
I mean, you look.
Thank you, Bubba.
You didn't even finish.
Yeah, she's not my type at all.
Can we
at
see?
All. At
please?
Fucking.
Okay,
all.
So I was right then. At
oh,
least.
You're so dead on. Okay. This is so not my type.
What?
This is not my type. This, like, this is
what
that.
About that? Don't you like?
Well, where do I begin? Now, see, I like that. Is that the same girl?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no, it's not.
All right. If no. Is that what? The girl that is that? Is that the? Yeah. Uh-uh.
What?
No. No.
And she's trying to talk sports to you, Bubba.
Yeah. Get out of here.
She knows more about Aaron Rodgers than you do.
I'd rather talk to the sport. Remember the fabulous sports babe?
Yes, I was going to say that too.
She was so annoying.
She was, but man, she was.
She was quite the looker.
I'll tell. Well, No, she wasn't. Radio. You know what? She got into radio because she couldn't get into TV. The Fabulous Sports Babe. But I will tell you this, man. She knew sports.
Oh, yeah.
Her name's Nancy Dunellen or some Dunnell or something like that. But she had about a five-year window where she was the it factor. You know, all these sports channels, she was kind of the first woman that really knew her sports. Like, I mean, Lummy, I don't know if you ever listened to the Fabulous Sports Babe, but she did know her sports.
No,
like,
she did.
She knew her. Now, she was a goddamn rhino. And as soon as you, thank God Google wasn't around back then, and you could see what you're talking, I mean, she certainly definitely cashed in on the theater of the mind radio aspect of radio when people couldn't see what you looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was a goddamn, quite frankly, beast.
But she did know her stuff.
Oh, but with regards to knowledge of sports, one of the best.
Her voice?
Will we get a trademark violation if I play?
Maybe.
She kind of sounded like WEC Fields a little bit. She just had her own little unique technique. And
okay.
And but there was, she had about a 3 to 5 year run, man, where she was on like 100 stations.
Really?
And was the shit. Like, she was the shit, the Fabulous Sports Babe. And there wasn't nothing fabulous about her other than her knowledge of sports. Because she was the shit when it came to, I mean, like, she was. Lemme, can you send me just Google images of the Fabulous Sports Babe?
Sorry.
And look at fucking Britney Spears, how hot she. Blitz, is that? I know it's 40, but that's fire for 40.
Yeah.
That for 40, that's fucking fire. By the way, she fired her entire security team after. As she should after.
She's just what? She's too crazy.
She's hot as absolute fuck. She is so hot for 40. Yeah, hold on. Is this her nowadays?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This is a Fabulous Sports Babe.
What?
this is when she was running hard. This is when she was like popular, like right there. That might
she
even
is
be
in the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Is she? I was seeing where they were taking nominations for the Radio Hall of Fame for next year, and my career and what I've done in radio was, in most instances, as good, if not even more impressive than some of the people that were being nominated for the Hall of Fame. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm never going to I'm probably like Roger Clemens or Mark McGuire.
Sammy Sosa.
You know, I'm probably going to be one of those guys with regards to the Hall of Fame. I don't know that I'll get elected to the – I have the talent and have had the career to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. I don't know if – I'll get blackballed out of that too. Blitz, what do you think?
I mean, they definitely should put you in, but I also kind of feel like what Stern does, and who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I mean, but then again, I do kind of give a fuck.
He does give a fuck.
Oh.
I mean, or is it a rib?
I mean, it's a rib, but I can see how you'd want to be in it. I know that Howard clowned it until they asked him to be in it, and he's like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Do they actually have a physical, like they used, I think in Chicago, I mean, maybe you could send me something, like, I think that's where the Radio Hall of Fame is in Chicago, but is there like a bona fide building, you know, or like
I mean, it is in Chicago, but yeah, is there an actual hall somewhere?
Like, is there an actual building that has all of these people, you know, like a picture of their career or...
The Museum of Broadcast Communications.
And so within that, and I got to think that fucking, they got to let you, almost let you in for free for that shithole. I mean, right?
It's actually $79 a person.
$79
no, a person? I just made that up.
So you could go to fucking Busch Gardens for that. What does Busch Gardens cost nowadays? Who's the last person who went to Busch Gardens?
I mean, I would
probably,
go, but...
Probably me.
I haven't gone to Busch Gardens since Bald Bull worked here and got me VIP'd.
Mm-hmm.
We have a yearly pass thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in Florida, like, starting in, like, February, if you buy a ticket, you get the rest of the year for free, basically.
Because you got there's concerts here, like, these concert series, plus Walker, besides the zoo, we could go look at animals.
And
I can see for Walker, man, I mean, like, he's now getting to the age where you'd want to see, you know, animals are super cool to him.
Yeah. Their year passes actually aren't that bad.
I think when we got them, it was like $129.
Yeah,
and
that includes parking, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
And parking now is like $30 or something.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. If it's $129 per person and it includes parking, and I got to think that parking is in that lot that's close.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Is it now?
Not that
we don't have to take the trolley or whatever it is. That's stupid.
Like you know, that very first parking lot blitz, like you can just walk to the, like it's not.
That used to be for like platinum members only.
Yeah.
We got ours too. They were trying to do this big COVID, you know, come back out to the thing.
Right.
So.
Is COVID even a thing?
Yeah, there's a new strand. Bubba.
Yeah, it's getting...
No, hold on.
I know you haven't been to like a store in forever.
Hold on. I'm only going to get my information from Blitz. No nonsense, no filtered. Just shoot me the way it is about COVID right now.
I was at Publix in Hyde Park a few days ago, and I stopped and looked around and went, like, three-fourths of people here have masks.
Yep. It's hard. I went to Home Depot yesterday. There was probably 50% mask. And then Publix, when we went Lutz, was probably 50%.
I went to Publix yesterday. It wasn't too bad.
I don't go out.
No,
I literally don't go out.
Right.
I don't. I do not go out. And I love being kind of in my own little world. My own little fucking Bubba bubble.
You never want to pop that bubble?
Sometimes I do pop
that
bubble.
Don't you
want
to get out and, like, go to a bar?
Sometimes I do pop that bubble.
Go out, see the people.
Sometimes I pop the motherfucking bubble.
Doesn't count when you're going through a drive-thru.
Hold on. I'm going to call my mom.
The Museum of Broadcast Communications requires or recommends you buy tickets advanced so you can have a reservation, but they're $14.
All right. And do they actually have, like, a place, so to speak, hall? Do they have pictures of what it looks like inside?
That's what I'm trying to find.
Yeah, it's not that easy for some reason.
But yes, they do.
Well, then get this old microphone here from me that's all rusted up. This is Bubba's microphone that he talked in for 20 years.
Bozo's.
Just call my mom, by the way. Janie Cakes. She should be up. It's 11 Eastern. She should be up by now. There's a chance, though, she's still passed out.
Incoherent?
Yeah, she's probably just coming off her pills right now. Oh, that's not good.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-7. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
What's up, Mama? Hey, it's Bubba. I'm live. Call me back if you get this relatively soon. I'm going to probably be on for like 15 or 20 minutes more. But I wanted to ask, like, did we have plans for Father's Day this Sunday? And if we didn't, who gives a fuck? Like, really? Like, me and Eddie would just prefer not to even have any type of get-together, and we all just do our own things. And since my kid doesn't even recognize me as his father anymore, then what the fuck, right? That's what I'm thinking. It'd be just a nice day for you to stay home and, you know, maybe get... You know what, Mom? How about this? How about you just give our lovely stepfather some great smoking head that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let him just absolutely just you know... Just
finish him off.
I mean, yeah, gobble it down for once, Mom.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I mean, I can't even tell you the last time.
Lummy, how does it sound?
Cheney Cakes, are you okay? Cheney Cakes, breathe.
Quack like
breathe.
A duck.
So anyway, Mom, if you could quack like a duck on my stepfather's penis Sunday and all of us not get together, we all kind of just do our own thing, I think that's kind of my suggestion. I'm going to call the real boss, Tara. Have a good one. I love you. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase, message received.
Call the real boss, bitch.
What's
here
up,
in a minute.
Mama? Hey, it's Bubba. I'm live. Call me back if you get this relatively soon. I'm going to probably be on for like 15 or 20 minutes more. But I wanted to ask, like, did we have plans for Father's Day this Sunday? And if we didn't, who gives a fuck? Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, me and Eddie would just prefer not to even have any type of get-together, and we all just do our own things. And since my kid doesn't even recognize me as his father anymore, then what the fuck, right? That's what I'm thinking. It'd be just a nice day for you to stay home and, you know, maybe get... You know what, Mom? How about this? How about you just give our lovely stepfather some great smoking head that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let him just absolutely just you
yeah,
know...
Just finish him off.
Gobble it down for once, Mom.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I mean, I can't even tell...
Can everybody talk to their moms like this or only me?
I know.
Only
you.
Are you okay? Please.
So anyway, Mom, if you could quack like a duck on my stepfather's penis Sunday and all of us not get together, we all kind of just do our own thing, I think that's kind of my suggestion. I'm going to call the real boss, Tara. Have a good one. I love you. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to you.
I'm calling the main bitch right now. This is the bitch that calls all the shots. And I'm not even trying to say that I... Well, I kind of really call the shots. I really do.
Yeah.
She's not in Bora Bora for some business meeting or something?
Yeah. Brian Petroni, who's done a lot of her contracts,
yeah,
told me some figures about my sister. Whoa.
Yeah, them jugs?
She got some bitches getting paid, straight paid. She never takes my call, ever.
You're getting trucked twice.
She never takes my call. But when she needs fucking air conditioning... She needs some shit done.
She knows who to call.
By the way, I'm moving out.
You are?
I found an apartment close to here, guys.
Okay.
That I think I can fucking work
with. Hi, this is Tara. I can't take your call, but leave a message and I'll get back with you.
I mean, don't fuck quack. I'll get back on my sister.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Lummy, hey, Lummy, quack.
Lummy, I swear to God, Lummy, I told you not. Lummy, I told you not to. You know what? Come up
Stop
here right now, Lummy.
Like a duck.
Come up here and take your punishment. Because I told you not to quack like a duck
but
to my sister.
My supervisor told me to.
Well, you're the fucking the boss said don't.
Those weren't good quacks anyway.
So get your ass up here. I'm going to shoot you in the face with my slot machine. I don't give a fuck if it corrodes any equipment around here. Shot in
Someone
the face.
Save that audio.
Come up here. Oh, Jesus. Point blank. What? No! I didn't think you were going to do it. I didn't think I was going to do it. By the way, I just shot Lummy in the face for disrespecting you. Hey, anyway, Tara, it's Bubba. Couple things. One, I found an apartment near the studio, so I'm thinking about moving out, which I know is going to break your heart. Two, what? We hadn't talked about Father's Day this year, and I'm thinking we skip it. Fuck Father's Day. Because my son hates me, and the only, Eddie's the only person that's liked in the whole father arena, so let's just make sure we give him a nice gift and maybe have Mom suck his dick that night. And, you know, you stay at your house, you know, we don't have to go fucking make a big, we don't have to do a big family thing on Sunday when we can just, you know, do our own thing, and as long as Mom gobbles down some dick on Sunday, we'll be good.
Yeah. She's the one who needs to quack like a duck.
I love you. And let me know I'm going to be having the boys over probably the next couple weekends to move my stuff out. I'm supposed to maybe
it'll just take a weekend.
July 1st. I signed my lease for July 1st.
I'll see you, Tara, July 1st.
So
you're going to be out of town that weekend, right?
I don't know if I'm going to be. I don't know. My plans, since I just found this place, or the Merch Crick found it.
Okay.
So anyway, I've given you way too much information. I could just see you later.
Bye,
but
Angel.
It seems like
love you.
You and I haven't been talking much, and I feel as if you're mad at me, and you know how
sounds
much
like
I love you.
You're doing all the talking.
And you know how much I love you. I love you so much. You're my angel. You're the reason why I have my pickup truck.
We miss you, Tara.
You're the reason why I'm able to save some money and get my own place. I love you so much. But let's just get Janie Cakes to suck a little dick on Sunday.
Let's get real, Tara. He's looking for a down payment from you.
Yeah, for the apartment.
Really, yeah, first month in security.
I haven't told her that, but I do.
That's
do,
why we're calling.
I do need.
Security deposit.
I do need $3,600.
Right.
They want $1,800 a month, and they want 2 months. They want a oneer and a downer.
First and last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, that's almost all the money I got.
Yeah, let me call Tara.
That's not why I'm really calling you, though, Tara. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Whoa, it ran out of message. Hello?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To
Blitz, why do we always listen? Why do we always
this
listen?
This is fun.
Lummy, quack.
Lummy, I swear to God. Lummy, I told you not. Lummy, I told you not to. You know what? Come up here right now.
Like a duck.
Come up here and take your punishment. Because I told you not to quack like a duck.
Well,
my
sister. Supervisor told me to.
Well, you're the fucking boss. The boss said don't.
Those were good quacks anyway.
So get your ass up here. I'm going to shoot you in the face with my slot machine. I don't give a fuck if it corrodes any equipment around here.
Lummy, did it hurt, Lummy? For real?
Yeah.
No, for real.
It did.
I put it on my hand today, and it hurt.
Lummy didn't think I was going to do it. By the way, I just shot Lummy in the face for disrespecting you. Hey, anyway, Tara, it's Bubba. Couple things. One, I found an apartment near the studio, so I'm thinking about moving out, which I know is going to break your heart. Two.
She's probably so happy right
two,
now.
We hadn't talked about Father's Day this year, and I'm thinking we skip it. Fuck Father's Day.
Yeah, fuck Father's Day.
Because my son hates me, and the only, you know, Eddie's the only person that's liked in the whole father arena, so let's just make sure we give him a nice gift and maybe have Mom suck his dick that night. And, you know, you stay at your house. You know, we don't have to go fucking make a big, we don't have to do a big family thing on Sunday. When we can just, you know, do our own thing, and as long as Mom gobbles down some dick on Sunday, we'll be good.
Yeah. She's the one who needs to quack like a duck.
I love you. And let me know, I'm going to be having the boys over probably the next couple weekends to move my stuff out. Blitz, I'm supposed to maybe.
Hey, let's just take a weekend.
July 1st.
Hey,
I signed my lease for July 1st.
I'll see you, Tara, July 1st.
So
you're going to be out of town that weekend, right?
I don't know if I'm going to be. I don't know. My plans, since I just found this place, or the Merch Crick found it.
Okay.
So anyway, I've given you way too much information. I could just see you later.
Bye,
but
Angel.
It seems like
love you.
You and I haven't been talking much, and I feel as if you're mad at me. And you know how much
you're doing all the talking.
And you know how much I love you. I love you so much. You're my angel. You're the reason why I have my pickup truck.
We miss you, Tara.
You're the reason why I'm able to save some money and get my own place. I love you so much. But let's just get Janie Cakes to suck a little dick on Sunday.
Let's get real, Tara. He's looking for a down payment from you. Yeah, for the apartment. First month.
I didn't want her knowing that.
I haven't told her that, but I do.
She needs to know.
She's
going
to figure it out soon enough.
I do need $3,600.
Right. Let's say ask for $3,600 yesterday. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you
give me
your sister first.
I want a one.
I'll have it by Friday.
First and last.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, that's almost all the money I got.
Yeah, let me call Tara.
Not why I'm really calling you, though, Tara. I love it.
I ran out of message.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen.
Hello.
Hello?
Yep, it's Bubba. We're live. This is probably one of the last phone calls I'm taking because I'm kind of busy.
Good, because it's going to be a bummer. Get ready to fire up that Tom Carnegie gimmick. Oh, no. Bubba's going to be down 2,400 because Largo Sam had a grabber.
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid this call for a couple of weeks.
Oh, what's wrong, Largo Sam? What happened?
He fucking had a heart attack and took a lick.
Oh, no.
And Largo
Largo Sam was Bubba Army royalty.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, he loved it. You guys, he loved
Shane?
The show. And I was
now, is this Shane? Is this Shane?
Yes, sir.
So fucking, when did this happen, Shane?
Oh, two or three Saturdays ago.
And he took a fucking lick like he's gone out?
That's it, man.
Dude, Marcus is that badass F-150
like
he was always driving.
In the morning, and by the time I got over there, shout out to fucking Largo Fire. They were pumping away on his chest for about, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. Oh, boy, he was tuckered out, man, pumping on my dad's chest for fucking a half hour.
Oh, man. Jeez. You know what, though? I think we get Largo Sam still a ring and give it to you, buddy. Sam had already qualified, hadn't he?
No, I don't think so. He's a cash guy. He likes to roll up there and fucking
He threw it down last minute last year, if I remember right. We just got him under the deal. But you know what? Even though he probably didn't qualify, Shane, I'm going to make sure that we get him a ring and we can display it up here in the Hall of Fame deal or give it to you, buddy. It's just
I appreciate that, but I'll be there. You'll get my 24.
No, I know that, but I'm going to get one for your dad too. You know, because
I appreciate that.
Just because that guy was fucking solid, man. Yep.
I just put the Island Surf Shop sticker on the door, on my sticker door.
Man, buddy.
Literally the other day.
Shane, are you doing okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just trying to be cool for everybody else. We're having a party on Saturday, so if any Bubba Army want to come and you're not being forced to fucking go to the Pride Parade and pull out your meat slinky and fucking...
Well, that's what Blitz is doing.
That's what we'll be doing.
Yep. Actually, I'm going to be at the track, but listen, Shane...
Where's the party?
Where's the Largo Sam party at, first of all?
It's going to be a rager. It's going to be at 5909 Moore Road. We rented an Airbnb. It's two houses right on Rocky Creek where we grew up. Mm-hmm. We're going to get shit-faced and throw his ashes in the fucking creek.
Nice. Listen, how's your mom? Is your mom still around?
Yeah, my mom's cool. Actually, she's fucking stressed. She actually had a fucking stroke, mild stroke.
What the fuck?
About getting hit from every angle, man. She's cool now, but
man, do you have any brothers? You got any brothers or sisters and stuff?
Yeah, I got my sister Ash. Well, we all call her Sissy, so
yeah,
she's cool.
Well, listen, buddy.
I just wanted to call. I was getting heat from my family for not have calling in already.
Yeah, no shit.
So.
You should have, motherfucker. We should have known the next day.
I know, but it kind of seals the deal. I make that call, then it's
Yeah, but you know what, Lon? Please know one thing, Shane. We loved your dad. He was motherfucking Bubba Army to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, please know how much we hurt for you, buddy. R.I.P. to Largo motherfucking Sam with the big hands.
Yeah, I appreciate it. What are the chances if you let me fill a couple water balloons with his ashes and chuck him at the studio one day?
You chuck him at the studio?
Well, you know, I can go dump him out or I can,
the last guy that did that stuff for a funny right now, so.
Throw him at the studio and give Lummy $20 to pick up the fucking, you know,
If that's what you want to do to your dad, throw him against our fence, that'd be okay. But I mean, I was kind of thinking it'd be a little more glamorous than that for poor Sam.
Sam was a solid guy,
and I mean, I don't think
fucking throw him at a fence.
You want to just chuck him at a fucking fence with a water balloon. I mean, I was thinking about maybe something a little more glammy for fucking big hands, fucking Sammy.
Dicing him up.
My God.
I don't want to waste your time or woe's me bullshit. So you know, say how I just ride by there and chuck him over the fence.
Just toss pops.
Do a fucking burnout.
Toss pops over the fence. Throw him against the backboard on the at the basketball ball.
Him.
I don't know.
Yeah, the most straightest
in
the world.
What does the goats? What's their most favorite food?
Ashes.
No, it's not. But Lummy, what do the goats go crazy over?
Sam's ashes, that'd be cool.
Yeah, the hay and the oats.
What if we take some of Sam's ashes and we kind of just mix a little bit in, like maybe like
so they can shit out his dad.
That means it's always going to be in the ground.
I mean, Sam will always be part of the soil and the land. Yeah.
Hey, bring his old white pickup truck by here and do a burnout.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably drop the motor right there.
and then we'll scrap it. And for the $800 of scrap we get, we'll fucking have another party for Sammy. Fuck it.
He was trying to buy the stripper pole, too, when you got rid of it.
Yeah. Listen,
oh, my God.
Listen.
RIP to your dad, and if you'd like to give us a little bit of ashes, we can mix it in with the goat feed, and Sam will be fully consumed by the goats and then shit back under the land, like Chris.
Oh, what better way, man?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way Sam would want it. I'd be like, Sam, if you could talk right before you die, do you want to get eaten by the goats and shit on BRP? Yes, I do.
Hell yeah.
All right, Shane, hey.
God bless you. Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear about your
life. Stay strong, my friend, okay, buddy?
Thank you. I am, you know. All right. Being cool. I'm trying. Somebody's got to be, you know, stay strong for everybody else.
I look to your mom, too.
It's rough.
And you know what, man? I can't even fucking begin to tell you.
Oh, God, here we go.
How it's, like, when my mom dies, when Janie Cakes dies, like, I don't even know. I may have to take a couple weeks off just because I'm going to lay in the bed like a little bitch and just cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little fucking bitch. Fetal position.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I always tell the people you love that you love them, because you never know when it'll be the last time you talk to them.
I know.
You know?
I said...
Last thing he said was, like, hey, the transmission coolant line's leaking on the old truck. You think you could snug it up? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. And that was the last thing I said to him.
Hmm.
So.
And then after he's gone, don't you just go ahead and replay, like, how many more times you wish you would have, you know, gone over there and just... It's just, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm trying to talk and see Janie Cakes as much as I can, because I don't want to be like, man, I didn't see her for like 3 weeks before she died. Like, I don't want any of that bullshit.
Yeah, you guys are doing the Wednesday lunches for a while.
Like, yeah, I'm going to start doing
it. You guys are doing Father's Day together.
My voicemail and erased a bunch of like voicemails, and there was a bunch of him on there. I'm like, fuck, man, I erased, you know, you don't think about that shit now.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want a bunch of voicemails from my mom on there. It'd make me fucking sadder. You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear, sweet, I gave Eddie head on Father's Day, sweet.
Quack like a duck, sweet.
All right, Shane, we love you, buddy. R.I.P.
I love
Sam.
You, too. Thanks for everything.
All right, buddy, thank you. There we go.
Damn.
R.I.P., Sam.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
That sucks.
He's a good guy.
He was awesome.
Is the Big Red flu over? Everybody's got, I mean, I think Big Red spread flu to you, and like he got sick and everything.
Flu.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Well, we're calling the Big Red sickness the Big Red flu because he got Lummy sick a little bit. And
he was sick like a week ago, and then
I see.
Last week.
Yeah, and he had like an optical migraine or something with some bullshit on these Delta 9s.
Right.
Fuck. All right. Well, Lummy, let's go. We're going to go do the.
Push the car?
Yeah, we're going to go put... Lummy's like he's Rain Man. We're going to go push the car.
You going to put it in storage?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I am. Because I need to be able to get to that lift and start using it.
Yep.
And shit like that. So, all right, man. I appreciate everybody. We got a lot of super chat. We got a bunch of stars today.
Yeah, thank you.
And don't forget my Venmo and my Cash App and my PayPal is all at the Bubba Army. I love little daytime contributions. Thank you.
Thank you.
And go to our OnlyFans. Well, Blitz, you know, tomorrow there'll be another 10.
Okay.
Like, it's 10 a day for the next 7 days.
Oh, shit.
So
nice.
10 free subs a day for the first 10 that sign on OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com at the Bubba Army. Everybody have a great day. Anna, you rolling today?
I'm rolling tonight, yep.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Blitz, thank you.
Thank you.
Love me, love you.
Love you.